Next month, we'll be continuing our quest with Huntington's disease. We'll be finding out about other approaches that are being used to help find a treatment, how a bank of frozen human brains is acting as a reference library for the disorder, and how scientists are creating human brain circuits in a dish in order to piece together the jigsaw of the disease, disentangle the myriad of symptoms of Huntington's disease, and unravel the plethora of possible causes. We close this month's show with a man who set up this centre of research in Auckland to find out how research Huntington's disease is also helping us to grasp the incredible scale of complexity of the human brain.
So I'm Richard Fall. I'm a distinguished professor at the University of Auckland. I'm the director of the Centre for Brain Research, and I've spent an incredible life working on the human brain. And the one thing I would say is what I've learnt to be humble, and I've learnt to know that it's almost impossible for the human brain to solve the human brain. We really need a super brain to do that, and that's the greatest challenge in life. So Huntington's disease was generally thought to be a simple disease because it was caused by one gene. And why there has been so much attention on this gene scientifically and on this disease was the simple idea that if we could solve this disease by working out what this one gene defect caused, then we could solve diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and motor neurone disease, which were multiple gene diseases. Well, it just so happens that we now know that this single gene disease, Huntington's disease, is a very complicated disease because it actually causes dysregulation and upset of at least a quarter of all the genes. We have 45,000 genes in each cell. And depending on what part of the brain it is, will upset different combinations of these other genes, you see. That's why you get all the different symptoms. And so genetics is a very complex science now. We thought it was a simple science when I was at school, and that this gene would do just one thing. It doesn't. The gene makes a protein. That protein interacts with other genes and causes them to change their function or change their pattern of protein production. So there is a sort of an effect which spreads like wildfire in variable ways, and the variation is affected by the environment. And so we know that people in different environments, even with the same gene, will result in different patterns of brain degeneration and symptoms. And Huntington's disease has taught us the fundamental principles and that the human brain is more complex than what we ever imagined. We can't explain a human thought. We can't explain what a sudden burst of genius is. And we're beginning to unravel that, but it's almost as if we climb to the top of Mount Everest thinking we're going to solve this disease, and then we see all the Himalayas before us, which are even higher. And that's the challenge of doing brain research. There's going to be several lifetimes of work to unravel the human brain. And this disease has actually led us along that path.
And that's all we have time for. See you next month to continue the journey to open our minds. Thanks to Richard Fall, Richard Price, Lynette Tippett, Russell Snell, Jenny Morton and Elisa McGregor. You can find the full transcript for this episode and others in the series at thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience. And if you have any questions or comments, then do get in touch at hannah@thenakedscientists.com, or you can find The Naked Scientists on Facebook and Twitter.